superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Talking down on
us, we live it up. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Have you watered or fertilized today?
Never.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm always thinking of different messages to give to the team. We all water. We all fertilize.
Have you watered or fertilized today?
Never say never, but never.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports college football analyst Joel Klatt, Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerry Rice. Coming up, actor and comedian Jeff Garland, plus co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air from Los Angeles, California. I am your humble host, Rich Eisen. Boy, did we just have a second hour. Jerry Rice, Pro Football Hall of Famer. And then on the opposite side of the NFL spectrum, a fan, not just any fan, but the guy who had the Tom Brady 600th touchdown pass football placed in his hands by Mike Evans and then him giving it back.
A Hall of Famer in his own right, Rich.
Yes. Well, Hall of Fame fan.
Yeah.
Giving it back. Said that Tim from the Bucks came up and said, I want, Tom really wants the ball. He said no first couple times.
Mm-hmm. Well, his instincts kicked in. No, this is mine.
I know, but then he realized, like, Tom Brady really wants it. You know, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, that and this.
Well, what? Have Tom come over and ask me for it.
His life today, other than calling into the show and talking about, I'm getting this jersey, I'm getting that, those shoes, I'm getting these. He says he's getting season tickets for the rest of this year. And next year.
So next
Bucks home game is November 22nd. They're on the road twice in a row, wrapped around a bye week.
Do they have four home games left?
I have the schedule right here in front of me. They have home for the Giants on a Monday night, home for the Saints in December, and the Bills and the Saints back to back, and Carolina. Yeah, they got four home games left.
Okay, so half a season and then a full next season. It's not bad.
Yeah, man.
He should have got at least 10 years of home games.
Well, he went with his buddy, Riley, his plus one, and you see, he got Riley a Tom Brady jersey, too. He says hasn't received anything yet, except a letter from the Bucks saying his tickets are coming.
Okay.
And then some tax conversations with Brady's management team, because the Bitcoin requires some sort of paperwork.
Yeah, I would imagine that requires some paperwork, and they said Gronk's getting involved, and Mojo on the team, so he's getting hooked up. And then, like I said, fiance, happy, family, happy. He's got some things. He's happy.
Right.
All right, I'll stand down.
Right.
He also got invited by TB12 Sports. They offered him a complimentary one-on-one body coach session.
He should get TB12 for life. Come on. Guy's 29.
I understand.
He's going to be a doctor. You want to stay at the top of your profession
for a long
time.
He's got to stay in peak performance, Chris.
Peak performance.
Well, he's getting a Rich Eisen Show mug. We offered him a mug or $20 in our merchandise store.
A doctor. He needs that coffee.
That's true.
We're going to send him a mug. Let's send him a mug.
I'm a big fan of this guy.
Let's send him a mug. Yeah. Now you are. Earlier in the week, you're like, what an idiot.
Well, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Once you drill down to just the human being level.
I wanted what was best for him.
He's a human being. Tom Brady's a human being. Tom has offered this city and this franchise more joy than they've had collectively.
In a long time. 20 years.
Yeah. Since they won the Super Bowl in 2003.
Are you just going to disregard the Stanley Cup and the World Series 22? Wins of Tampa?
Football. I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm talking.
Do we
football.
Know that Tom's a human being?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure
that's
about.
A good question.
That. He's kind of otherworldly.
Let's take some phone calls. Jeff Garland, Curb Your Enthusiasm, about 15 minutes away. Chad in Cincinnati, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Rich. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
I'm great.
I wanted to say two things. Tonight, I'm excited for this game. I think the Cardinals are going to win, obviously.
Good.
But you know what? I think it makes it a little harder to figure out Green Bay when Devontae Adams is not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not quite sure where Aaron is going to go. So I do think that makes it a lot trickier. That's one thing I wanted to say and get your thought about that. And number two, and I've been a little in and out of the show, but I haven't heard you discuss this big matchup Saturday, October 30th on ABC at 8 o'clock, which, as we know, over the years has caused you a lot of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State, what are your thoughts?
Okay, first of all, it's on Fox at noon. Don't miss it, because I had Joel Klatt in hour number one to talk about it. And my thought on it is this. Michigan is built to win this game this year. They are built. They're built to just slobber knocker you and hit you in the mouth. They haven't turned the ball over. If they hold on to the ball and they do get their run game going, I think they will be tough to beat. Michigan State, however, is built to turn Michigan over, and they if they put a significant amount of points on the board and somehow make it more of a track meet game, that might be their way to win it. Or they can just out slobber knocker Michigan, which is what these games are all about. Anything can totally happen. I am just so excited that this game means something so big to both, and that's the way I'll go with it. You know, that's the way I view it. So thanks for the call, Chad. That's Chad in Cincinnati right here. And in terms of Devontae Adams, you know, that it'll be more difficult to figure out where Green Bay is going with the ball. Everyone knows it's going to Devontae Adams, and you still can't stop it, which is why he's that great, and so is Rodgers. So they're not a better team without Devontae Adams, not by a long shot, even though, as I established at the beginning of this program, due to the numbers I received from NFL Network Research, they are 6-0 in the LaFleur era when Rodgers does not have Adams. When Adams out, they're 6-0.
Well, statistically speaking, they are better without him.
Well, wins and losses.
Yeah, Rich, I would expect a big Randall Cobb game tonight. Adam Schefter reporting a few minutes ago that the Packers are not expected to activate Marquez Valdez-Scantling before tonight's game. So no Adams, no Alan Lazard, as we know, is a close contact, non-vaccinated, and no MVS.
Okay.
So,
another four-touchdown day for Aaron Jones. Let's go.
A lot of Aaron Jones, a lot of Randall Cobb.
And how about a lot of Tonyan and a lot of A.J. Dillon?
Big Bobby.
I mean, they still have some pretty good weapons.
Still have some good players.
Big Bobby
and Rodgers and 12. Trigger Man. Don't forget the Trigger Man.
Going to be a huge game tonight.
So here's a good question for you. When you love your team so much, and Chris, I'm just going to give you a heads up. This is going to get personal.
Oh, no.
This is going to hit home here. Literally.
Uh-oh.
When you love your team so much that you pick yourself up, get on a plane, uproot your life for a couple of days to go see them, only to go this entire excursion, entire journey to get to the game, and watch them get poleaxed almost immediately to the point where you're wondering, should you have gone at all? Your mother of your child, Sarah Tiana, diehard Braves fan,
diehard,
says, you keep the boy. You take the kid. You got Cade.
Yep, I got him.
And I'm out. I'm going to Houston.
Going to Houston.
And that game was over pretty much before it started. The second inning. Dribs and drabs, that's the worst thing. It wasn't even a hard hit.
That's what I mean. None of the balls were hard hit.
They weren't a hard hit.
People on Twitter last night were saying Freed was tipping pitches again. Frustrating.
But would you, when knowing the result, just say, you know what? I experienced it. You know what? I saw a World Series game. You know what?
Yeah, especially for the, for Atlanta fans.
You go all that way. You go down a plane. You get to the game. You go to the game. And then it's just, it's terrible.
I think for Atlanta fans, too, it's been so long since they've been in a World Series.
No, I'm not talking about Atlanta. I'm talking about your Atlanta fan. Did she lament doing this at
all? I talked to her last night. No, she didn't lament it at all. Her sister joined her. also a diehard fan. So that was a great experience that they had together.
Yes.
They enjoyed the fine eats of Houston and in and around the area where they were staying, their hotel.
Yes.
And some of the good ballpark food there. Lots of beverages were consumed, so I think that helped.
Well, let me just tell you something from my own experience then.
Okay. She did say they were talking trash with these like 7-year-olds in front of them.
Oh, good.
Because they were standing the whole time. The Houston Uh-oh. Fans didn't sit, and Sarah likes to keep score at the games. So it was hard to stand and keep score because everyone around them was standing. But she had a great time.
How did you tell a 7-year-old down in front?
She said it was pretty fun. It was like two dads okay. took their boys. And so right. it was kind of, you know, it was fun. It was jocular.
Let me tell you about this day in my life. My birthday in 1993. So that would make me, what,
24,
right? Oh, yeah. Good. Like Jack Bauer. And my friends and I drove all the way from Staten Island, New York, up to Toronto, Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To watch the Yankees take on the Blue Jays. And, you know, it was a long drive. Mm-hmm. We drove all day just to get there in time for the game. And we were staying over in the hotel that overlooks the right field in Skydome. We got a hotel room. And we arrive, and it's tight. We're just going to stop off for beer. Had no idea.
That's like a 9-hour drive.
Oh, dude. Dude, and we stopped off at like the we were like, do we go to see Niagara Falls? Whatever. And we like pulled off and we got stopped. There was like a JFK assassination museum there.
Whoa, what?
Yes. Yes. We went in there instead of holding hands and watching the falls, right?
Oh my God.
I'm not lying to you. There's such a thing.
Okay.
We went in there like, what? There's a what? So we went and saw that.
All right.
But the amount of time that we spent there, we didn't realize that. When you go to Canada, there's no like 7-Eleven. There was like a government store where you buy your alcohol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just couldn't go in anywhere and just get beer. Sure. So we did that and we check in, we get in, you know, and we put the beer in the bathtub and fill in the ice and we're ready to go.
That's hardcore.
And we finally get there. We get there for the first pitch. Scott Kamenicki against Pat Henkin.
Okay. Pat Henkin might have been Cy Young.
He was.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the WAMCO, 93.
Wow. Okay.
This is the best Blue Jays team maybe ever in the history
of the
Blue Jays.
The Joe Carter year.
Right.
Yeah.
We show up after all of this, me and my buddies, we show up and they got hammered.
Yankees?
Crushed. Crushed. Scott Kenny hit me is what we were calling him by the end of like the second inning. We drove all that way. Final score was 7-2. Hold on, I got the box score.
Yeah,
up
yeah
here.
I was just looking.
I've got it.
It was the actual day of your birthday.
Correct.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, my 24th year on the planet. And it was 5-0 by the end of three, and it was over. Over. Absolutely over. Yeah. And
do you regret the trip?
Thoroughly regret
you do?
The trip.
Really? Why?
Because it took forever to get there. You know, it was one of those things where we were too tired to drink and then the game sucked. So it was like one of those, like, no matter how much you were pounding the beers, it was just making you tired.
Is it a bad
and then it's just like, now there's too many of us for this stupid hotel room. And, you know, and now, you know, and then we got to turn around. It's going to be a 10-hour drive back. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it
wasn't even like we saw a win.
Hey, Ridge.
It sucked.
Deion James and Spike Owen had two hits that day.
Mattingly got a walk. Like, my favorite player was 0-for-3.
Yep.
It just sucked.
Let's see. Did you see any home runs? Well, you said Devon White hit a home run.
Yeah, right. I think it was a leadoff, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it was a leadoff home run.
Yep.
Right, you let off the game. Lead like, we literally, yep. we get in there, yep. we travel up, we stop off at the stupid JFK assassination museum, and then, you know, we get through the border, we drive, we thought, like, dumbass people, we thought Toronto was right across the border. It's you know,
yeah.
it's a drive, and then we finish with that drive, and then we're like, let's go get beer. And that's a process. Then we check in, then we get in there, and then we, you know, finally set up, and it's great. Yankees go in order in the first, and then Devin White, boom, game over. One in the first, one in the second, three in the third, and it was just like, we actually recorded the game.
Because you wanted to see, did you have a sign or something?
Yeah. One of our friends was like a caricaturist, so we stole a king-size sheet.
And, like, drew
and he drew like a caricature with the 11 of Rizzuto and Tom Seaver and like Bobby Mercer or whatever with the 11 Alive Channel 11 logo. Yep. And we hung it outside. We recorded on the VCR our game, the game. And they took us. They took a shot of us at one point.
That's great.
And we were all like this. Like, we looked like Kyrie Irving in a press conference on a Zoom.
Come on.
That's what we looked like.
He didn't need shrapnel there. That's funny.
Damn it.
It wasn't a World Series game.
That's what I'm just saying. I mean, but you get all the way there, yeah. And it was done by the second. Over.
It felt like
over.
It,
yeah. Come on. It was over. 5-0? It felt over.
It was 5-1.
5-1. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Huh. So better to have gone and lost than never to have gone at all.
I think so.
Not
yeah,
for
like
me
said,
on my birthday.
I
no way.
Last night she was good about it.
We drove.
It,
you know. Oh, it sucked.
She's good with it.
Yeah, then like we get back to our VCR and we're like, "Are we on? Are we on? Are we on?" And then we're all like, because it was like 19-0 at that point. We're like tired and
yeah, all
it's
the,
terrible.
All the bats in the world couldn't save no. the trip. Yeah.
It's like when I flew.
I think it was Molson. I mean, because it was Molson. You know, it's Toronto.
It's like when I flew the whole way to New York to watch the Mets lose in the World Series of the Royals, and then found out I could have gotten the game for free. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, because you knew Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, an outstanding nugget that he just left on the floor. Let me pick up that name that you refused to drop. You know? All right, let's take a break. The great Jeff Garland of Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Goldbergs fame is joining us next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I love this man. A big bowl of love and fun coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Jeff Garland calling in shortly. All right, Chris, do we have a problem? Is there a problem? Is there an issue here? What did you just say to me during the commercial break?
Okay, Rich. I mean, how much do we want to call these guys out?
I honestly don't know. You can't. You got to tell me what's going on before I can make a decision about calling anybody out.
So I'm just like looking on the show's Twitter feed, and you know how like when you follow someone and they reply to something, you see what they replied to.
Yes.
So we follow Will Compton.
Of CBS.
Will Compton.
Will Compton, okay.
Taylor Lewan's buddy on Boston with the Boys.
Yes,
so, you know, they're
right.
based there in Nashville.
Yes.
Shout out to the Boys.
Shout out to the boys. He has replied to someone, a guy named Buck Riesing.
Okay.
Who is, I'm assuming, on the radio in Nashville.
All right.
On a radio station in Nashville.
All right.
And this person, Buck, has a poll question up of what's a better nickname for Derrick Henry?
Okay.
I thought we put this issue to bed. The two options are King, which, you know, Derrick Henry is King Henry on his Twitter handle.
What are the other options?
The other option, oh, there's
Tractor Cito, right?
There's only two.
I've heard Tractor Cito is a nickname for him.
I saw that in the replies. The other one is the Steel Horse. And then Will Compton replied with Silverado, which I don't know where that comes from, but...
So Will didn't even respond with the diminisher.
Will did not respond with the diminisher, which Derrick Henry himself approved.
Right, because we have direct contact with the player.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So how do we take this? I'll tell you how we take this.
How do we take this? How do we respond?
Oh,
because
I've got
obviously
it.
A
it.
Response is needed.
I've got it. We take this personally, right? We take this absolutely personally. We take this as a sign of disrespect.
The audacity.
Disrespect. Mm. In the ultimate, because that means whoever this gentleman.
Buck Riesing.
Whoever. Yes.
Buck from Nashville.
Buck Riesing does not take in the Rich Eisen show or its vast portal of distribution. That's one thing, though.
Yes.
I can get that. Mm-hmm. He might be on against us. You know what I mean? Like, he might be on the air. I don't know.
That's what I mean. Very, very.
But
very
this was put on NFL Network in hours 1 and 4 this past Sunday. So that means he's not taking in anything that I'm doing. So I take that personally. Mm-hmm. It's the only way to take it. Mm-hmm. And... I mean, what the hell? What are the choices? Steel Horse. Let me say something. That is so dumb.
Well, as we know, Rich, okay. There's only one Steel Horse, and that's what Bon Jovi is riding.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Steel Horse is dumb, and whoever came up with that is dumb.
Okay, fair.
Okay? I get King, and I've heard Tractor Cito is terrific, too. I mean, I agree. That would be great, but... Silverado. What the hell is that, too, Compton?
I have no idea.
He's just pissed because I never mention him. I only mention Luan when I talk about bussing with the boys.
Perhaps.
All right. I love this man, and I don't care who knows it. And I would say it even if he wasn't on hold listening to me right now on the Mercedes-Benz van phone line about to join us. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is returned for season 11. God bless that show. And the Goldbergs, season 9.
Wow.
Boy, does this man have a big bowl of staying power with Jeff Garland. How are you, Jeffrey? What's up, Jeff?
I'm staying.
You're never leaving.
I've got the power to stay, and I'm staying.
Bless you. How are you?
And by the way, I am so happy and lucky to have two shows run for 900 years.
That's great.
I don't know how I pulled it up. By the way, equal with my luck for that is my unluckiness of being a fan of a Matt Nagy coach team. Ryan Pace has put together the most beautiful squad that has ever seen an NFL turf.
Mm.
If only NFL Films could do a classic John Facenda episode about how bad the Bears suck.
And that was when the Bears sucked worse, as Justin Fields was brought to the turf for a 9th time by the Cleveland Browns. Like that? That sort of thing?
Well, yep.
Okay. You know what?
But that Tampa Bay game was worse than the Cleveland game, if you ask me.
Okay, I will ask
you.
Why was it worse than the Cleveland game, Jeff? Why?
It was worse because we put Tom Brady all day long into a situation of him going, oh, all right, I'm going to do this. You know, there was no challenges for Tom Brady that day. And we got to put our defense at worst when we're on offense in a position.
Right.
Like when we played Cleveland, the defense played great. But this was beyond. And when you have trouble giving credit to your offensive coordinator for being the calling the plays,
yes.
And you can't even do that when they did, all right, you know what? as my friend Brad Moore, no, he didn't say it. Someone told him. So I don't know who to give credit to, but somebody deserves credit. Here's the premise. Everything you need to know about Matt Nagy is in this. He's a bald man wearing a visor.
I have had...
You need more than that.
Hold
you
on a second.
You need more than that.
Yeah, now, here's the deal, Jeff. I have brought this subject up to Matt Nagy on this program. As a fellow member of the Bald Brotherhood, I told him to wear the ball cap. That as a fellow member of the Bald Brotherhood, that the visor, not only does it leave him open to sunburn and things of that nature, just for
health
and safety reasons.
Sunburn and skin cancer, I don't wish it on him.
Of course
I'm
not.
I'm not that kind of
no,
fan.
But I just said
it amongst other things.
Of course, it accentuates the baldness. Is what I'm saying.
I think so. By the way, which, by the way, as a bald man, you should respect, because you'd go, look at you throwing it out there. Because, you know, Larry David famously said, in terms of dating, the hat has to come off sometime.
it's not just the visor. It's also the headset going across. So you've got a circumference, and then you've got sort of a bisecting situation, and it's just, you know. I know.
It's a big ball of wrong. But by the way, as bad as that is, not as bad as his play calling. Good night, everybody. Hi, I'm Ryan Pace. I'd like to trade you Kelly Mack. Do you have a pennant? Do you have a pennant or maybe a box of fudge? I will trade him for you because I have no clue when I'm
going to Careful. Whoa. Jeff Garland here on the Rich Eisen Show, going all Marshawn Lynch like it's the Manning cast. Hey.
Well, by the way, I'm really, you know, look, I've not been on your show at all for different personal reasons.
No, we always miss you, Jeffrey. Come on now.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, but I'm really, I'm in a tizzy about, and by the way, let's jump now to another ship.
Okay.
The Blackhawks. How do they recover from this? When your coaches are having sex with your players, you got a problem.
You know
what? When you go in to watch video and you end up watching video that doesn't really help you as a hockey player.
I know, it's awful. Jeff, it's terrible, man. I agree with you.
It's
that is terrible.
And I'm like, you know, I've always liked the Rangers, which is where you live.
Yep.
And not live,
yeah,
your
yeah.
favorite team.
Right, where I'm from.
And I'm thinking, maybe I'll just jump. Larry loves the Rangers. Maybe I'll just jump ship with him. My friend Mitchell Whitfield loves the Rangers. I've been to many a Ranger game. I've yelled Potvin sucks. Why not jump on the Ranger
maybe
train?
Maybe you should.
And get off the embarrassment train.
Jeff Garland here on the Rich Eisen Show. You just mentioned how Larry David loves the New York Rangers, which opens me up to placing in front of you something that Larry David said on this show when he was here last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, two Wednesdays ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he said that what he records Rangers games and also sometimes plays golf when the Jets play, and that Jeff Schaefer, who you know because he's the director of Curb Your Enthusiasm as well as the collaborator.
Curb Your Enthusiasm and also
everything.
Producer.
Correct.
He's one of the other executive producers.
Correct.
With me,
correct.
The three of us.
Right.
Yes.
So you're all you know Jeffrey Schaefer very well, Jeff Garland.
Okay? I love Jeff Schaefer.
Well, who's
he
not?
That's
not to love.
Together.
Well, Larry was very upset with Jeff the other day, as he mentioned here, because Jeff Schaefer just blurted out on text about the Jets score. And Larry said that is a no-no, that you should, here's his worms, always assume tape. And I said, for a live sporting event, that's asking a lot of somebody, that you're assuming
Let's take a jump back.
Yeah.
You want my opinion on this?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Your opinion.
If he's mad at the Jets because they put out a score, he's overstepped his bounds. You don't put out a score on Twitter. You don't do that.
Okay.
Because there are people who wait. Sometimes I'm doing something, I have to wait.
Wow.
Especially with the Bears now. The Bears are not must-see for me now, even though I have the package and I watch for the most part. By the way, I was I agree with Larry.
You do?
I'm mad at Jeff.
I got to tell you, come on now. I mean, this is live sports.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
You don't tweet out a score. You don't.
No, he texted him.
Wait,
he says, hey, how about those Jets or something like that, you know, is what he said. And Larry got upset with Jeff.
I don't care. You don't say anything. You don't. He should know better. Now, you're Rich Eisen.
Yes, sir.
If somebody follows you and they think, I'm not going to ever get in the NFL news, then they're ignorant. And if you send it out and they're mad at you, then they're ignorant. They're going to get out. And you're Rich Eisen. He's Jeff Schaefer. He's in the world of comedy. Leave the Jets out of this. By the way, I called Larry David the other day because I was curious after the most recent Jets loss. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you like the coach, or is he just faced with the worst situation? I love the coach. Worst situation.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm with you. I'm with that, too, to be honest with you.
But by the way,
we
have the potential to have a really good offense and defense. When I say we, you know I own the Bears.
Yes,
So I want to announce that I'm firing Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace today and replacing them with a mentally challenged 10-year-old.
Well, Jeff, listen, I don't think you own the Bears. I thought Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears, Jeff.
By the way, all right, let's jump to that for a second.
Please.
All right?
Yeah.
Howdy, though. All right, so the woman gives him the double bird, and he yells, I own you, to everyone. Mm-hmm. And my opinion is, he does, he does, he does, he has, he will. Oh, if you're a Chicago Bear fan and you have trouble with what he said, you're an idiot. Because he owns us. He owns us. He's single-handedly keeping the fight between the Packers and the Bears alive because you got to root, you know. Whereas I hate the Vikings, I respect the Packers. Respect them so much. They kind of screwed things up this past year with Aaron Rodgers. But mark my words, Aaron Rodgers will finish his career a Bear. No, I just threw that in to see if you were listening.
I'm paying strict attention, Jeff. I'm paying strict attention.
By the way, he owns us. He certainly can afford to pay himself.
Oh, my gosh. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Are you calling from the set of one of your many shows? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, I am actually calling from my desk in my office iPhone 12. I had an iPhone 13, but I got the small one. Hands too big.
I got
it. Back to the iPhone 12.
All right. So the Goldbergs Wednesday at 8 Eastern on ABC, Season 9.
Yes.
You're the gruff, somewhat asocial patriarch of the Goldbergs. That's the notes that I've been
getting.
That is, right
that here. I am.
Okay, very good.
I'm not remotely gruff on Curb. My character on Curb's not gruff.
I love it. I mean, dude.
Yeah, I get to really swing out my range. Hey, listen to me.
Yes.
There's two things I want.
Yes.
One is you already said yes, but we haven't been able to arrange, and that is me being your only guest for the whole show.
That's anytime. You know that.
And also, I'm here to relieve you. You're using other people. What are you doing? Because, see, I know what it is. You're afraid people will love me so much.
What, to sit in?
Say Rich. Yeah, they're going to say Rich who when you're gone.
No, I do not fear being Wally Pipped by you, Jeff Garland. I do not fear that.
By the way, do you remember, you know, this is not even, I mean, this is long ago, but it was normal to have guest shows on every talk show.
I know that, and I'm totally up for that. I just know that when this gets played back later on, unless she's listening right now, my wife, who loves you, like, unconditionally, she would say, why is he muscling?
Too, so there you go.
Why is he muscling in on my gig, is what she's
well,
probably
by the
thinking.
Way,
yes.
What I would say to that is, it's hers. So she has to approve, Rich, is all I'm saying. She's not.
Well, that's like everything else in my life. I know. That's the way it goes.
No, you have to. Well, by the way, that's what when you have a strong woman next to you, you got to get approval.
Absolutely. Are you still hanging out with Ballmer? You still chilling out with him?
By the way, I went opening night. Had a nice conversation with my friend.
Your BFF.
My strong acquaintance. It's bordering on friendship.
Okay.
I have his number. I text him. No, it is.
What do you text Ballmer?
We are strong acquaintances.
Yeah.
He came over to my table at the season ticket thing, and we talked for a while.
Okay.
His son sometimes opens for me. His son's a comedian.
No kidding.
No kidding. A good kid.
Does Ballmer text in all caps? He seems like an all caps texter. Ballmer.
By the way,
emoji?
He does not.
Okay.
But you know what? I want to say this. I'm gonna give a blanket statement.
Okay.
Owners are. My favorite player on the Clippers is Steve Ballmer.
Come on.
He is the best owner. First off, richest owner in all of sports.
Uh-huh.
You know he has only one partner? You know, only one other person has any smaller guy that he's one of his best friends we went to college with. One person. Boom, that's it. He only wants the team to be great. He respects and loves the fans.
Right.
He is the best owner in all of sports. Even though I love the Bulls, I got to give my props to my L.A. team, the Clippers. Love my Clippers, but my favorite player is Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer. All right, Jeff Garland, I love you, bud. Let's do this.
I love you, too.
Let's do this again. Next time in person. Okay, I want to see you.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hey, keep kicking ass. And let me tell you something else.
Yes, sir.
You make my life a joy.
I feel
the same. You're
the
equivalent for me.
What is it?
You are the complete opposite of watching Alex Rodriguez on Sunday Night Baseball. The pain that causes me and the joy that you cause me are the opposite of the spectrum.
But the same intensity. The same intensity, right? It's the same intensity.
Same intensity. Okay. And by the way, baseball right now, you know, how are they getting young black fans? What you need to do is put a great black broadcaster on all of them and tell Major League Baseball, keep it under 2.5 hours. Jeff, what the hell are they doing?
Jeff Garland.
The longest, most boring baseball ever. I can keep going forever. That's why I want the whole segment.
At Jeff Garland on Instagram. You take care, brother. Take care of yourself. That's bye. Jeff Garland, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and also the Goldbergs right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I don't know what just dropped. Did something just drop in our studio, just fall?
I think it was the cable box.
All the radio connections, because Jeff not only dropped an F-bomb, but an A-bomb.
Yeah. An A-bomb. All right. Okay, let's take a break. Brother from another's Michael Smith will be joining us on this program. He will help us take us with Michael Holly to his show. Brother from another on Peacock coming up next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then, of course, on Peacock at the top of the hour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Alvin Jew from Tasty is joined by Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart to host and judge the season's biggest Halloween baking competition. Stream Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween, the holiday special where screams do come true. Only on Peacock. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up. You know how we talked yesterday about La Brea? Do you remember that show, La Brea?
Yeah,
and
course.
I'm like, you know, we were kind of hitting that. Brian Roberts, who runs Comcast, said on an earnings call today, I guess, that's the most watched show that's boosting Peacock right now.
La Brea.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
I was, you know, excited to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, does the boss not watch the Rich Eisen Show leading into Brother from Another every single day? Like,
that's sports.
Are we on the Pano Mine list?
Come on now.
Should I talk about it into a microphone that he technically pays for me to speak into?
La Brea.
You know?
Come on.
It's the Rich Eisen Show. Well, and it's Brother from Another, right, Michael Smith? Right? Right?
It's really Brother from Another, but he ain't want to hurt your feelings. So that's why he just says, you know what, I'm going to go with La Brea.
Look, you know what I'm saying? I'm with him. How are you doing, sir?
Bro, I'm feeling great. Speaking of Comcast, the Xfinity dude just left my house. I got a modem upgrade, so I'm living a dream right now. It's the little things in life.
You know, Michael, it's funny that you sound so great, as always, with your dulcet tones. You know, yesterday we talked about who has a landline and who does not, and Brockman called me old for having a landline. You're much younger than me. I mean, how old are you, Michael Smith?
I'm 42.
There you go. Brockman, how old are you?
41.
Okay, there you go. You're the same age. And you're a child, and this is a grown-ass man I'm talking to right here on a landline. Listen to this man.
I mean, come on.
That's, right, Michael?
That's an unfair representation.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get terrible cell reception in my house, number one.
Okay.
Number two, it's like, you know, I got to give people a number that if they call it, I don't have to answer it, or I'm not inclined to answer. Kind of like, you know, that AOL email address that you give out that you really don't want to answer. Like, hey, subscribe to this mailing list. Sure, AOL. You know, I don't use that no more, you know.
Funny.
Plus, it's like it's hooked up to, you know, different stuff in the house. And then for the Rich Eisen show, I don't want my signal to drop. So
I like it.
I got it for y'all every Thursday.
I really appreciate that. So who's on your show? What's in your rundown today? What's on your mind, your fertile mind, along with
we
Michael Holley?
Chris Mannix from SI, and as well as Chris Sims, another brother from another.
Okay.
So we got lots of NBA and NFL to cover with, as you know, a historic, albeit shorthanded, Thursday night football matchup tonight.
True. Yep.
And then we go dive into the biggest story in hockey, and if not sports, well, it's up there. But you know, Kyle Beach coming forward and revealing himself at the center of this Blackhawks scandal.
Awesome.
We'll touch on that, and then as far as the NBA goes. You know, last time we talked, I wasn't worried about the Lakers. I'm still not worried.
Okay.
But there's, you know, some eyebrow raising stuff happening. Yeah,
you think AD going face to face with Dwight Howard, but they buried it already, and it's something that needs to be buried just two games into the season, and now we're 1 week into the season, a 26-point lead blown to Oklahoma City. And of all teams, and it's Russell Westbrook ejected because, you know, he thought that they were rubbing, that Oklahoma City was rubbing their nose in it. Who is it? Is it Baisley who was the one who threw it down with 1 second to go yesterday? Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's your take on that?
Well, just that last thing, it was kind of funny because, you know, we were talking about being grown-ass men and being old and whatnot. Kind of reminded me, like, I'm sure at some point in Russell Westbrook's long and illustrious career, he's done some stuff at the end of games that people didn't think was necessary, you know, but now he's too old for it. So it's kind of like my kid. I'm looking at my daughter and my son, for that matter, and they're talking back, and I'm telling them don't talk back. I'm like, but I did the same thing when I was their age.
Right.
So I'm sure Russell Westbrook did the same thing. And you know, look, the steal and the dunk, I mean, was it necessary? No, but you blew a 26-point lead, so you got bigger problems than somebody else's sportsmanship. So it's probably just more frustration than anything. It's too small a sample size. Not to mention the last two games have had no LeBron James. So for me to be like, oh, I think it's a lot of confirmation bias going on for the people who are like, see, told you this chemistry experiment wasn't going to work, because we knew coming into the season that they were not going to be a great shooting team. We knew that Russell Westbrook was going to have to adjust to playing with LeBron James, was going to flourish mostly when LeBron James was either on the bench or resting, as the case may be, or injured, unfortunately. And we knew defensively they were going to have some things to figure out. We knew they were an older team. It was going to take time. We didn't know it was going to be this ugly this early, but I still don't want to push the panic button yet. And the same thing goes with the Nets, man. Like Kevin Durant giving the people what they want who already think that they're going to struggle without Kyrie Irving. I'm like, Kyrie Irving is like the internet for me. So last night, it's about 12 o'clock, midnight, I'm up. I had fallen asleep early because I'm old, and so I woke up in the middle of the night. And I went to use my phone, and the internet wasn't working, right? So since I don't have any good cell phone reception, I couldn't really get on and scroll and do what I normally do. So I panicked, and I called Comcast. I'm like, yo, is there an outage in the area? What's going on? What's happening here? And it was like, oh, we don't see anything, but we'll send somebody out to the house. I was like, what's the soonest they can come? They've got to have my internet. It's like, oh, well, you know, they can come out Friday, if not tomorrow. Like, great, because I can't survive without the internet. So then I go upstairs, and I'm like, damn, what do I do? What do I do? I can't watch Netflix. I can't stream. I can't do anything. I'm like, wait a second. I can read, or I can go my ass back to sleep. I was like, you know what? I don't need the internet to survive. The internet is a luxury, not a necessity for us. Like, when did we become so dependent on the internet? Likewise, you got Kevin Durant and James Harden. You don't need Kyrie Irving. He's a luxury, not a necessity. You got the best player in the league, arguably, and another MVP who's just not making shots, and he can't get those crazy foul calls he used to get. Figure it out. Make your shots. Move on. So I'm not worried about either one of these teams.
So does that mean there's an Xfinity guy that could come to the house and get Kyrie to take the shot? Is that what you're saying to me? Like, just
no,
to continue the analogy?
No, they got to make shots. I'm not worried about Kyrie taking a shot. All right, they got to make their
word,
shots.
Smith.
That's
you're
the bottom line.
You're
James
a word,
Harden
Smith.
Got to play better. When you got Kevin Durant and James Harden, I am not trying to hear what you're missing. It's almost like, hey, I could see if they were role players missing their star player. You're talking about that third best player. You know, so this is just really the Nets just aren't playing very well. They got plenty enough to still make it to the finals and win the finals. I'm not backing off of feeling like they're the favorite, despite what we've seen so far.
Well, the deal with Michael Smith, with Russ and LeBron being out, and the whole idea is like, well, we still don't know how the chemistry's not working because LeBron's not out there. But then the flip side that you're hearing is like, well, Russ can only do well because LeBron's not out there, because LeBron kind of stunts his I need to dominate the ball dominating desires. You know what I mean? Like, so that even him performing well with LeBron being out is evidence that the chemistry won't work. That's what we're already hearing.
Look, Russ's flaws are the same as they've been his entire career. He's never been a great shooter. He's always been somebody who dominated the ball.
He missed the three at the end. Right? He missed the end. He was one of the guys who missed a three at the end last night. You know?
Yeah. So. He's the same guy he's always been, right?
Right.
Whereas LeBron, who has evolved into a better shooter as his career has gone on, which I don't know how many people saw that coming, but he's a really good shooter. LeBron has always figured it out, even when it seemed like, isn't there some overlap? Isn't there some redundancy here? Like, whether it was Dwayne Wade in Miami, whether it was Kyrie Irving in Cleveland, he's always managed to figure out how to coexist with somebody else who needs the ball, per se. He's just too smart not to figure it out. My bigger question, as I said last week, is the defense, and maybe they can get more shooting via the trade deadline or buyout market or what have you. But honestly, I'm not really worried about LeBron and Russ figuring it out how to play together when they are playing together.
All right. I buy that, and I buy the same thing about the Nets too. I think Kyrie's going to come back. I think he's going to take the shot and come back. I don't know why I think that. I just think it's going to happen, you know?
I felt the same way, and I think he's already made his point, and they've already staged an insurrection in his name.
But what's
– I don't think he –
What is his point, though? Back, what's his point? He's made a stance, but I don't know what his point is. You know what I mean?
I don't know. And don't you dare ask me to try to interpret Kyrie Irving. I would not do that.
No, that's what you hear. Even Floyd Mayweather's, video.
Rich.
Seriously. But even that video that he – even the video of his statement that he said, you stand for something. You keep standing. I'm like, well, what does – he is standing. He is taking a stance, but I still don't know what it's for. You know?
Rich, let me give you some professional and some personal advice, all right, man?
Yes.
Like, stop trying to figure these people out, dude. Like, I said the other day, I don't give a damn about what the boxer says about the jab. Let me say that again, because that was a bar.
That was one.
I don't care what the boxer says about the jab. Okay?
I understand what you're saying, Michael. But when the boxer has multiple millions of followers on a platform and is saying congratulations on your stance, people don't then take the time to figure out what the stance is. They just figure it's a stance that's right, that he's taking it. And good for you for being right and taking a stance when there is no. I don't know what it's for. I don't know what it is.
No, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, Rich. I understand with you, and I understand you, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Right.
I'm just saying I've been there, done that, and gotten a T-shirt. These people, capital T, capital P, there is no getting through to them, okay? The vaccine hesitant, unvaccinated, whoever, they found their symbol, okay? They found their hero in Kyrie Irving, as he rages against the machine. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm just exhausted. Been having the same conversation since the vaccine became available, and Kyrie Irving just inserted himself into it. It's like, at this point, I don't care. Do what you want to do. To your original point, I do think he's going to get it, and I don't think anybody's going to hold it against him, given that his career is being compromised, not to mention his salary is being compromised. So whatever point it is he's making, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, there are people to whom he speaks for and to. And that's problematic. I understand how problematic it is to have a Kyrie Irving and the boxer as well, co-signing these falsehoods when it comes to the vaccine.
Have a great show.
I'm just over trying to convince contrarians at this point.
Have a great show. I know that your producers are probably freaking. They need you in your chair, Michael. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, I ain't worried about them. This is me. This is our time.
I love it.
That's my show. They ain't starting it without me.
Have a great show.
Later, y'all be good.
All right, Mike. You got it. That's Michael Smith. I love my chats with him, our chats with him. He's just the best, man. He and Michael Holly, great show coming up on Brother from Another. That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Have a great time watching Thursday Night Football tonight. We'll discuss it on Friday's program. Back to take your calls on Peacock in a moment.